Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Big game last night, the Milwaukee Bucks, the Los Angeles Lakers, battle of the teams with the two best records in the NBA, and Milwaukee prevail impressively. They led the Lakers by 19 at half.
What did I say? I said a blowout, didn't I?
No, you said they win by 10 or something like that.
Okay.
So you're just wrong all the way around.
Was I wrong?
You were right that they won. You're right that they won. But they end up winning by 7. The Lakers made a late rally. Wasn't as close as the score seems, but the Bucks won 111 to 104. And surprise, surprise, Rob Parker's got a hot take. Go ahead. Make your hot take.
Hey, put your cocoa next to the radio, all right? You ready? This is how hot it is. But the one thing I learned from last night's Laker loss to the Bucks in Milwaukee is that the Lakers, your Lakers, Chris Broussard, are championship frauds as we head into Christmas. You heard me?
What does that mean?
Frauds.
No. Clarify what
They're
you just
frauds.
Said.
Frauds. Here we are.
Because I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Why you got to throw in as we head into Christmas?
This is where we
are. Meaning 3 months from now, as we head into March, they could actually be legitimate championship
No, I can't
contender?
Talk about that. That's the future.
Well, why are we talking about the championship?
I'm
That's
talking about
future.
Right now, like the two teams that are in their way. Because they got all these wins, and everybody's raving. Oh, the Lakers. Oh, my God. Every day I get a text from a Laker fan. They're 22-2. They're 23-3. They're 24-4. That's all I got from people telling me how wrong I am about their Lakers and how they're going to win the championship. And LeBron is the king. And AD's the best player in the league. And Vogel is an unbelievable coach. And Magic Johnson should get credit because he put this together. The two teams that are in their way are the Clippers and the Bucks, and they haven't beaten any one of them. So you can pile up all these other wins you want against nobody, and I'm telling you, right here, right now, the Lakers are frauds, championship frauds. They're no closer to winning a championship than they were last Christmas when they were when they beat the Warriors on a championship. I mean, on Christmas Day. You hear me? Yes! I tried to tell you. I'm right about this.
Rob Parker.
Chris will be wrong. The Lakers are championship frauds. Write it down.
I ain't paying for that.
Put it in an envelope and send it to your best friend.
Are you done? Rob Parker likes to rip on Paul Pierce for making just outlandish statements on the air. I actually like Paul Pierce and what he says on the air, but Rob rips him because he came out after the Celtics won the first game of their playoff series with, I think, Milwaukee last year, and Pierce came out and said, it's over. The Celtics are going, you rip him for that. And you just did the exact same thing. Stop it, Rob Parker. That was the hottest, the most volcano-like take I've heard in a long time.
Come
that
on,
was just foolishness.
Rub your hand so you can
it
get warm.
It was just foolishness. It was just foolishness. Because first of all, you couched it by saying, heading into Christmas.
That's all we have. I can't base it off the rest of the year.
It.
I already told you they weren't winning the championship, Chris. So I'm not backing. I'm not backpedaling or doing anything. I told you they would not win the championship.
Okay, so say
that. So I've already said that.
So stop it.
All right?
I'll let you go on and stand up and feel good with your little music behind your theme music and all that.
Oh, man. Hey, Rob G, I need a cigarette. I don't even smoke.
So how do you say that about the Clippers coming off a loss, a second loss?
We're not talking about the Clippers.
No, stop it.
We're talking about the Lakers.
I'm talking right now. Your Clippers, who I'm not going to disrespect like you and call frauds, because they're legit. I happen to think the Lakers will beat them, but the Clippers are legit. But they're coming off a bad loss. A worse loss than the Lakers. So what are you talking about?
Chris,
just wanted to say something. You just wanted to stand up. You just wanted them to play your little bad boy music. You came up. No, stop it. I got the floor.
Last night was about 24-4.
Rob Parker, the two teams
with the two best records in the league. That was the big game. That was the marquee game. That's what people wanted to see and talk about. Don't talk about the Clippers tonight. We're not talking about the Clip joints. We're talking about your fakers.
I don't even want to dignify this because it's just silly. It's silly, Rob. I mean, really. The Lakers are frauds. The Lakers are frauds. What? The Lakers are not frauds. They are a legitimate team. You sat here yesterday and contradicted everything you just said.
No, I did not.
Yesterday you said it's an 82. I've been covering the NBA since 1987.
You got the year right.
I know enough to know you don't make proclamations off a regular season game in December. Didn't you say that? Yes, you did.
And when I took a look at them and how they got run out the gym.
Really?
AD and AD and LeBron played, and they got run out the gym in the first half. They got run out. That game was never close.
Your Clippers are 1-2 against the freaking Houston Rockets. The freaking Houston Rockets. Don't even come to me talking about the Lakers when the Clippers got housed in their own building. Kawhi Leonard shut down by P.J. Tucker. 8 points, 2-9 shooting in the second half. And you got the audacity? You got the gall, the unmitigated gall to come up in here dissing the Lakers? Yeah, they look bad. They had a bad night. It happens. They're 24-5.
It's happened against the two teams in their way. It happened against the Clippers at the start of the season. And guess what? The Clippers didn't even have Paul George, and the Lakers couldn't beat them. They had their squad. And then there was another game.
The Lakers weren't whole either.
Oh, stop it, Chris.
They didn't have
Stop. They had AD and they had LeBron.
Okay, we can listen
AD
to you
and
yell
LeBron.
And expose your feelings.
There's no feelings here.
Or we can listen to
there
some
no
facts.
There's no feelings because I don't care who wins.
Or we can listen to some facts.
Now, I'm not caught up.
Here are a few facts. Kyle Kuzma, Rajon
Rondo. Oh, here we go. Oh, God, here
can
we
I
go.
Can I talk? I'm not interrupting you. Kyle Kuzma, Rajon Rondo out. The first game that LeBron, AD, Danny Green, Avery Bradley was even out. The first time they all come together and play, and they're supposed to beat a well-oiled machine that's just dropping one player into the lineup? Stop it! You say you brag about your 30 years of covering the NBA and you drop some foolishness like that, like you never covered a game in your life. Joe Dumars is rolling over in his grave.
Joe Dumars ain't dead. What are you talking about?
If he were, he'd be rolling. All right, he wish he was dead so he wouldn't have heard that take. My goodness. Stop it, Rob Parker. You're embarrassing yourself. I mean, my goodness.
Wait until people chime in, the listeners.
I don't care if every single one of them
they're
says
know
the
I'm
Lakers
right.
are frauds.
They're
the
championship frauds.
The Clippers are not frauds. The Bucks are not frauds. Those are the three top teams in the league. And the Lakers and the Clippers, I still think I think the Lakers are the best and will be. And the Clippers, I mean, you bragging about a team that's 500 on the road? You bragging about a team that gave up
their
a 20-something
Their best players missed eight games. Eight games.
Well,
Their best player was there last night. Eight games.
Their best player was there last night, and they got run off their own floor. Their own floor. They lost their composure, according not to me, but to their own coach. They were up 20. And the Rockets just treated that like it was nothing. And you got the nerve, the audacity to come up in here talking that madness. My goodness. Enough!
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
The Seattle Seahawks are on the road to the playoffs. And you know who's leading them? It's the great Russell Wilson. But some people may have gone a little bit overboard. There's a great article by a friend of the show, Mike Freeman, great writer for Bleacher Report, my former colleague at the New York Times. And he quoted in his story, check out these quotes, these accolades that guys threw on him. One NFC scout said this of Russell Wilson: if you could splice the genes of Steve Young, John Elway, and Tom Brady to build the perfect quarterback, it would be Russell Wilson. In many ways, he's flawless. NFL Network analyst Nate Burleson, he said this: I will say this right here, right now. Russell Wilson is the best in the pocket that I have ever seen. I'm not talking about the last 10 years. I'm not talking about the era of the 2000s. I'm talking about the entirety of the NFL from its inception to now. Rob?
That's so ridiculous. I'm sorry. Come on.
I got two words. Stop it!
Right. What are you doing? Like I get it. You like him a lot, but he's flawless. He's
perfect
the best.
Quarterback?
He's the perfect quarterback. He's the best. He was so perfect. He threw the pick and lost the Super Bowl. Do you remember that game?
I agree. Like,
stop
look,
it. And to call somebody perfect, Chris, and flawless. Do you remember the playoff game that we watched against the Cowboys?
You said
what?
It. You're right.
Come on.
I love Russell Wilson. I think he's a great leader.
But don't get carried away.
He's a winner. He obviously is a great quarterback. He can scramble. He can run. And he's a good passer.
Hey, and he's got Sierra. I get it. I get
but
all of it.
This is too far. Right? You're right.
Come on, man.
You threw that pick, just that.
That pick
unless
alone.
Unless you're going
right.
to win about 5 or 6 Super Bowls, that pick alone.
That killed you
made
there.
Made you not the greatest quarterback. That, Nate Burleson said he's the best to ever do it.
Come on, man. I just can't do that. I just can't. I know you like the guy. You might. He's a gamer and all this other stuff, but I just... When this is the prisoner of the moment. He's having a really good season, Chris. I get it. They like his intangibles. They like the way he
– right.
I get it. They don't have the
and
Legion of Boom.
And they don't have much of a team.
Right, Legion of Boom anymore.
Great.
And they got 11 wins. What do you got, 10 wins or 11?
11.
11 wins. So I get all that and what he's been able to do considering this isn't the same team from
right,
before.
Right,
But let's just – I think the accolades are way too high.
This is the epitome of prisoner of the
yes.
moment. The absolute epitome. When you look up prisoner of the moment, they should have that scout's picture and Nate Burleson's picture. With all due respect to those guys, that's what they should have. Check this out. I mean, again, Russell Wilson's great. He's thrown for 4,000 yards twice.
Come on.
Twice in what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years. He's never gotten one MVP vote. He's led the league in like three categories.
Is there no All-Pro?
Touchdowns one time.
Never been an All-Pro, Chris.
So are the voters just ignorant? Are they just buffoons?
No, no. It's just
he's the greatest quarterback to ever play.
It's just hyperbole by all these guys who are like making this case. This is like making the MVP case, Chris. This is like these are those people who are – Lamar's all right. He's really good. We never seen anything like it. But Russell Wilson is the best quarterback we ever saw. Come, he's not even what?
It's kind of
he's never
like,
had an MVP vote.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's kind of like saying Kawhi Leonard's the best basketball player ever.
Right.
But at least Kawhi's got 2 championships. You know. But it's just prisoner of the moment. Nobody would say that.
No.
And again, I am a big Russell Wilson fan. I think what he's done with very little help is incredible. I think he is probably not the most dynamic, not the most outstanding player, and I think Lamar Jackson deserves MVP. But by the strict definition of the title, most valuable player, I think it probably is Russell Wilson. But the best quarterback ever?
You mean by
the
but you're not
the
giving up on your
quarterback?
No, I'm just saying
by the strict definition of most valuable.
Okay.
You know, because Lamar Pro Bowlers.
11. That team is loaded.
Right.
And it's not that he hadn't done his thing. So right. We're not even sitting here to
win it. But I just, come on. No. This is kind of like, well, this is, you know, obviously there's, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. He's an all-time great, Russell Wilson, all that. But right now, I don't think anybody would put him in their top 10 quarterbacks of all time.
No. There's a lot of guys way ahead of him. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I mean,
and you could say, oh, that one pick, that's a big pick.
That's
though.
Huge.
I'm sorry.
I mean, now, if he had not thrown that pick, and now he's already got two Super Bowls.
And he had two? Then you're talking about something. Because what do I always talk about? Anybody can win one.
Which is a little overstatement.
But it separates you when you win a second one.
Right.
That's all.
Right.
And when you win two against
the
Patriots and Tom Brady.
It makes some broadcasters go crazy say things like,
Rob
you're better
Parker.
Than Drew Brees.
Hey, when you beat the 18-0 Patriots.
Stop it.
Slayed them.
Any given
slayed
Sunday,
them.
Rob.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We got a big football game coming up this weekend, Rob, and you're going to be wrong. Period.
This is going to be sweet. I can't wait.
The Dallas Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles. And first of all, let me say this. And don't interrupt me, Rob. Let me say this. Dak Prescott, yet again, showing what I have said about him all along, that he has the intangibles, that he is a winner from his soles of his feet to the crown of his head, that he is a leader of men, that he is a galvanizer of locker rooms.
Hell yeah.
This man cannot even throw the football right now. This man will not be able to practice before Sunday's big game. And yet there is not a doubt in anyone's mind that he will go out there and he will play fairly well. That's a winner. That's you always ask me, Rob, what are the intangibles? What do you mean by intangibles? That's what I mean by intangibles.
Is that my voice? Was that me?
That's you. That's what I mean.
And when he stinks up the bed, when he stinks up the bed.
Bad elbow? What does he got? Bad shoulder and something
else,
right?
Yes, he's throwing on his throwing hand.
Bad shoulder on his throwing hand, and the dude's not even considering not playing.
And when he lays an egg, Chris will say, what do you expect? He had a bad shoulder. He went out there anyway and tried the best he could. You can't blame him. At least he suited up and tried. That'll be the excuse. Because he hasn't been able to beat any good teams. They finally beat the Rams.
The Rams that you picked to make the playoffs.
But the Rams.
That I told you would not. I told you with my chest, Rob Parker.
It ain't over.
Said,
did they get eliminated?
Do not bet on the Rams
making the playoffs. Did they eliminate?
They're out. They're done.
They're not eliminated.
The Browns aren't mathematically out of it.
No, the Browns are.
I thought they were out. There's some like, I think like 1,072 things would have to happen, but they still got a shot. But go ahead. You're riding with those hapless Eagles.
They're beat up.
They're injured.
And what they were able to do the last two games with all the injuries, bouncing back, tough division games. I don't care if the Giants record. I don't care what the Redskins.
Rob,
those are divisional games. Those are important games.
You sat here all year and talked about how it matters who you beat.
It does matter.
This is what I said yesterday.
The Cowboys haven't beaten anybody, Chris, but the Rams. They won one game.
Okay.
So what are you saying?
That's fine if you want to kill them. If you want to kill them, kill them. But don't praise the Eagles for beating the Redskins and the Giants.
This is
what I said earlier in the week. You are the most inconsistent of all time.
Wait a minute.
There's a different standard for the Eagles than there is for the Cowboys, than there is for the Rams, than there is for the Chargers, than there is for Dak, than there is for Wentz.
But I don't see that on my hat. This says Habote.
If there was room, I would have put it on there. That's next Christmas. The Mayo.
Unbelievable.
Yes, it is unbelievable.
I think this will be Wentzylvania will beat the Cowboys, and this will show you how good he is because they are banged up and they are bruised and battered. And for them to be able to beat the Cowboys in this situation, and for them to be able to grab the division, which I think they will and win, I will tell you about Pennsylvania.
So what if they lose? You're already setting. Look, you notice how many excuses were in that little statement.
I'm just telling you the fact.
They are battered and bruised.
They are.
They are beat up. I can see you. Your excuses are already
I'm not making excuses. They're at home.
So if they lose, there's going to be no excuses.
No excuses.
And if the Cowboys, they were injured.
And if the Cowboys lose, I don't want to hear anything about Dak.
If the Cowboys lose, Zeke probably had a bad game.
Oh, look at you. Stop.
Amari was dropping balls. I'm just saying. Jason Garrett called a bad game. If they lose.
Is that what it is?
Dak's already won.
No, he hasn't
just
won.
Just by stepping on the field.
Chris, you got to get off this Dak thing. Seriously.
What? Dak is what? You're on Wentz.
You mean the Pro Bowl quarterback?
You got the nerve to tell me get off Dak when you're jocking Wentz?
When you got a guy, when you got a nickname called Wentz in a lifetime.
Nickname from who? You?
No,
and
that
Shannon?
Was Shannon. Shannon.
That's it. Nobody else calls him that. His wife doesn't even call him that.
No?
No. She calls him Carson. That's what you should start calling him, Carson Wentz.
When he wins this game.
Stop with the Pennsylvania. Stop with the Wentz in a lifetime.
Once he wins.
He's Carson Wentz.
Once he wins this game and basically brings this team back that was totally out of it. Remember, the Cowboys started the year and your Dak Prescott 3-0. And they're about to choke down a division that they were up 3. They were 3-0 to start the season. And they will wind up choking down a division. Remember that, Chris. And remember how all those games that they won early on, I tried to warn you that none of them mattered. That they were against also-rans and never-wases.
You should just count your lucky stars, Rob Parker. Because you are lucky I'm not on Monday. Because it would be over.
I might have to call you and get you on as a guest on Monday so I can rub it in your mug. He won't even answer the phone, I guarantee you.
I'll be with family. I'll be bringing in cheer.
The holiday's not yet. That's just Monday.
But we're getting ready. We'll be getting ready for it.